Blog Talk Radio.
Estrelas no céu, mas não pra mim. Lindas canções de amor, mas não pra mim. A chuva cai aqui e o sol já vai pra ali. E eu não sei mais sentir meu coração. Eu sempre acreditei num grande amor que fosse uma flor. Agora não sei mais o que fazer de mim. Será foi sozinha.
Believe Brazilian is such a different language, Portuguese or from Spanish. It's unbelievable. Brazilians can't understand Spaniards, and I don't think Spaniards can understand Brazilians. It's very interesting. It goes back to the Tower of Babel, when the Democrats thought they were better than God. So God made them speak in tongues, and nobody understood anybody. And that's pretty much the way it is in the USA today. Do you know that I have a job in New York? You know what it is? I teach Americans how to get by speaking with foreign accents so they can get taken care of. I whatever language you want, I can give you the accent so that, you know, nobody has to find out you're one of the last Americans. I'll give you an example. Here's my Russian. I love this country. Everything free. I have 19 social security numbers. I have house on Lake Munchkin. I bought with food stamp. I pay $5 million. Yes, I was in Sleepy's, the mattress store, yesterday. I bought a woman for $4.99. She was standing next to the mattress, just like in the ad. And I said, I take the woman you delivered the mattress. They said, you can't have the woman. I said, I'll sue you for false advertising. They said, you could have the woman. You don't think that couldn't happen? Not in America. We're the land of the free and the home of the brave. Not anymore. We're the land of the freaks and the home of the broke. We're, as my buddy of mine would say, we're all up the fat lady's burka. So, what's going on? Our president every day gets up and he says to him, he looks in the mirror, and he says, mirror, mirror on the wall, how can I F Americans all? Yeah, and that's what he does every day. He flips America the bird. What greater insult to a straight military? 98%, maybe 99% straight, and he appoints an openly gay Secretary of the Army. Did you see this guy on an Air Force base? He's walking by, he's shaking everybody's hand. Everybody was pouring canteen water on their hand after he left. Yeah, you don't see that. We're in trouble. This president is out to get us. And if anybody ever tells me this is he was the first black president, no, he wasn't. He was never a black president. He was half. He was half a nuke, and he was half a communist, and that's what he was. And I always say, it was his evil white side that did it. So, having said that, what are we going to do about this president? Well, you know what we could do? We could impeach him. So let me see if I can make up a little tune about impeaching the president. You betrayed me, my sweet impeachable you. You betrayed me, what you can be replaceable to. Just one look at you, and I get gassy again. You should be in prison with Hillary, doing 5 to 10. I hate all the lies you tell. I'll be glad when you are fired and you go to hell. You are a combo baby, and your papa was one too. My sweet impeachable you. So, the topic of my show tonight is America Nuked. It's a Bible story. Tic-tac clock goes boom. You see how Obama makes heroes of all the wrong people? He knows they're the wrong people. He pardoned Bo Birdcall's mother. Yeah. You see him carrying her on his hip? Yeah, he's hip, man. Tick-tock clock goes boom. This kid shows up in school with a clock. When was the last time you showed up in school with a clock? You show up in Catholic school with a clock. That looks like a bomb. After 911, and you're going to have to go to a surgical removal team. Unbelievable. Give us the clock, Johnny. Unbelievable. So this kid shows up. He creates an incident. We know what this is. This is a communist stunt. Communists trained the Muslims, and the Muslims are fallen to communist teachings. Yes. Did you know that Zawahiri was trained by communists? I don't know if he went to Russia to be trained, but the KGB trained him. Zawahiri, that's the guy that's got the little dot on the middle of his head where the bullet's supposed to go, and it hasn't arrived yet. And Bush told us we don't have to worry about bin Laden. He's no threat. We don't want to make a martyr out of him. So who got him? You know who got him? Princely O'Neill. Did you ever hear that Irish song? Princely O'Neill, to our raid is advancing with many a chieftain and warrior clan. 1,000 proud steeds in his vanguard are prancing. Yep, Princely O'Neill. And and Fox tried to set him up to make him look like a crazy. I have lost all respect for Fox News. I don't trust them. I don't trust them. They're trying to get beautiful, innocent Donald Trump. They tried to get him 60 days before the first debate. They set him up. But you know what? He knows. He knows what rats they are. He's from New York. And you know what they say about rats in New York? If you see one, there's a million. Yeah. Now they call them Democrats. Yeah, it's unbelievable. And so Fox tried to set him up for the big fall. They were capping him at the starting gate. But he escaped like the Scarlet Pimpernel. He's here, he's there, he's everywhere. He's in South Carolina at night, and in the morning he's up in New Hampshire before everybody gets up. And that's why he says that Jeb Bush needs 4 cases of Red Bull to start the day. So this kid showed up, this Muslim kid showed up, trained by his father, with a clock that looked like a bomb. And if you looked at it, you would not see a clock. You would see a bomb. Get a picture of it and tell me what you think. So they jumped him. And now it's become a racial incident. So that in comes Obama. In comes Obama, the great pacifier. Yeah. And he's inviting the kid to the White House. Well, maybe the kid can go there just at the same time that they don't approve the budget and the government shuts down and Obama can lock the doors on the kids like he did last time who were visiting the White House. He locked them out. And not only that, he locked out vets from going to an open air monument. And he just said, no, you can't come in. And that's spiteful Obama. He's frightful and he's spiteful. So he's going to have the kid as a guest. Maybe he can have Bo Birdcall's mother over again. Give her a little hip hug. Yeah. I don't know what we're going to do here. This guy has declared war on 98% of the population of the United States. America is about to become a nuclear Bible story. As the Muslim millions pour into communist-selected cities for asylum from their murdering Muslim brothers, just like the Goths. Maybe this is it. You know, they say a handful of Muslims. Oh, the handful of Muslims are into Europe and into the United States, and they're being chased by a bigger handful of murdering Muslims. Yep, so they'll come in and get asylum, just like the Goths are fleeing into Rome. And once they're strong enough, they will take over. Now, with the disintegration of the disaffected military, if you were thinking of going into service and you see that 10 families are rotting away in Fort Leavenworth, consigned to 20 years of shame and poverty, while their husbands, for fighting on the battlefield in Afghanistan, are being charged with unpremeditated murder on the battlefield, you see all the rules have changed. They're all communist rules now. Political correctness is a communist tactic that goes back into 1914. Not only that, but Jimmy from Brooklyn says that the Soviets, the KGB, the ones that never went away, they just hid the hammer and sickle, are planning the destruction of the United States based on their takeover in 1958, I believe, or maybe 1948, of the Czechoslovakian government. And he said, he told me, get none dare call it treason. And let me see if I got the Back from the Dead, the Sword of Revolution. Now, the shot was fired, 1948, by Joseph, I think it's Coronado. Now, the shot was fired, and that's the game plan for the takeover of the United States. Soviets never went away. They just changed their party affiliation. They are now all Democrats. No God, no country, no flag, no kids. Sell dope and tax it. And put everybody in rehab on Medicare. So anyone who resists, now with the disintegration of the Sissified military, When the Russians and Chinese split the USA, they may rape the army. Anyone who resists will go to PC prison. Strike for your country before it's too late. 16 months can be a death sentence. No commos, no rhinos, only Americans. And I just caught a flash of Democrats are not happy with their party. So that's interesting, isn't it? Okay, let me see if I can. Who are we going to find to stand up for America? And you see how the communists try to set him up. Do you believe that that guy was the first guy called by Trump? And he created the image of a crazy anti-Muslim, and Trump laughed at him. And that is saying because Trump didn't fight back, he didn't protect Obama. I know Secret Service agents who tell me when the time comes, they're going to use Obama as a body shield because they're wearing $80 suits and they don't want no holes in them. So only Trump can save us. So I'm going to play you my version of my one and only Trump.
Save our country by today and fill our hearts with love for the USA. Trump can make this change in us. The commos and the rhinos caused this ugliness. Hold hand, make them understand. Jobs back, oil to pump, coal to lump. He's our one and only Trump.
Okay, let me give you a decent tune. One in a million.
There is one in a million like you. A dream in a million come true. I confess that I really don't know why, but I know that I glow like I do. Only one in a lifetime is far to find someone rare as you are. But now you're around, I have really found that there's one in a million like you. Take your shorty time to help my heart find someone like you to be my love. I give thanks each day that you came my way. One in a lifetime, you know, a love having started below. Though it may be rare, you and I do share this love that has happened to few. For there's one in a million like you. Once in a lifetime, you know, a love heaven started below. Though it
SAS, you know what it stands for? Adaptable shoe. As you get older, your feet start to collapse, and you got to wear something real comfortable. SAS shoes are the most comfortable shoe. It's made for your foot. Really tailor-made for your foot. They're not the most fashionable, but they are comfortable. If you got heel spurs or anything like that, they make you feel like you're walking on air. They make you forget about your feet. Savage says, he quotes Cicero about the only thing that the Roman citizen worries about is pebble in his shoe. And that's true. That's true for Americans, too. That's the only thing they worry about. They don't worry about Iranian nukes. They believe that they're out of the fallout zone. SAS, that shoe, I never knew this. A girl was taking pictures, and she happened to be from Texas. And she looked at my shoes, and she said, San Antonio shoes. And I felt good. These shoes, these beautiful, comfortable shoes, were made in San Antonio, Texas, instead of in where. Yeah, in Sri Lanka. Yeah. And the people there can't afford these shoes. They got to wear flip-flops. But anyway, I just thought I'd mention that to you. San Antonio is starting a campaign. They're painting their curbs blue to show support for the policemen of San Antonio. And it's starting to catch on. People are starting to paint their curbs blue. So if you see a mysterious blue line, that's what it is. It's that long blue line, which is nice. I love to see Americans coming together. That's what made us safe. Imagine a handful of Americans got together and threw the most powerful country in the world out of this country. And we can't even control the Communist Party that took over the Democrat Party. And the rhinos are just Democrats in waiting. Apparently, Ann Coulter is taking a lot of heat. He's being accused of being an anti-Semite. And it's because somebody took her words out of context or reshaped them. You got to watch the media. The media is a big communist killer. They kill like communists do. I'm looking at a cartoon. This guy Bronco, Americans for Limited Government, they got a big billboard from 2016, and they got three Democrat elephants, and they're holding up signs, and the Democrats, one guy's got a Harry Reid agenda rolled up in his hand, and a sign that says "Fund Obamacare," and another Republican. Says fund executive amnesty. I don't get where he's popular with our voters, why he's so popular with our voters. And the other one says GOP Congress fund Planned Parenthood. So that's why Trump puts it like it is. And they try to set him up. That guy might have been a ringer. I would love to have held that guy and talked to him and found out what he's really all about. He could have been a communist stuntman trying to set Trump up. And Trump laughed him off. And Hillary Clinton attacked Trump for not doing Obama. But Hillary had leaked a lot of things about Obama, like his school records that nobody ever saw, his proof of citizenship that nobody ever saw. And she labeled him a Muslim. And she's the one that called him a Muslim first. And here she defending Obama, who isn't buying it because he's leaking stuff on Hillary. And I was in a Chinese restaurant and I heard two waiters talking and they got all of Hillary's emails. And I said to one, Hop Singh, you really got Hillary's emails? Yeah, I got all, Mr. Tom. I got everyone. You want to see her last Chinese restaurant bill? And she left no tip. Yeah, I saw her come out of a restaurant once on a documentary. Her and two ladies, and they came up. I think it was a walk-down restaurant in the city in New York. And they just came up, and a panhandler came up to them and looked at Hillary and said, "Ma'am, could you help me out? I haven't eaten in 2 days." And she laughed at him, and she said to her girlfriends, "Give him a vote for Hillary brochure." Yeah, you can get a lot of nourishment out of that, can't you? Really sad. Okay, so Trump is number one. Isn't that great? You know what? I'm going to dedicate in this next one to all the communist atheists in the Democrat Party. I dedicate that also to the ACLU and the Southern Poverty Communist Law Center. Obama mobilizes U.S. troops to build a security wall. Oh, he's finally going to build the wall. Oh, no, not in the southern border, no. In the southern border of Niger, he's going to send troops to build a wall in Niger. Can you believe that? 2005, then-Governor of Arizona, Janet Napolitano. How did she ever become governor? How did Richardson ever become governor of New Mexico? Janet said that the building a wall on the southern border would to stem the flow would be ineffective. You show me a 50-foot wall, and I'll show you a 51-foot ladder at the border. The woman that sold out this country. She sold it out big time. She hates the military, too. That deep-seated focus on domestic security was apparently enough for Obama to eventually appoint her the head of Homeland Security. Now, how many people we got to get rid of once we get rid of this guy? If we ever get rid of him? I worry, man. The Democrat Party is not a Communist Party. Communists have no rules. They don't play by the rules of the Marquess of Queensberry. They have no rules. Murder out of their bag. Do not underestimate these people and stop calling them liberals and progressives and left-wingers. They're communists. And once you realize that you're fighting communism, you will have a fighting chance. You keep playing liberal tune, you're going to end up with an Iranian necktie. Yeah, okay. So, basically, that's what it says. And one woman commented, lady named Jean. She said, what the hell? Who's the lame brain working for? I'd like to know. What's so damned hard about building a wall here? I'm tired of hearing them tell Trump it can't be done. Yeah, and the Republicans say it more than the Democrats. My idea, and I got to feel a lot of disenchanted Democrats, and I tell you, you can't, if you're an American, you can't be in the Democrat Party. And if you're an Irish American and you're in that party, you betrayed every ancestor, every priest and nun who has ever walked on holy ground. You have abandoned that God. You are nothing more than a gypo, an informer. So, I am tired of hearing them tell Trump it can't be done. My idea is to use a trencher to dig a long trench, insert rebar grates into the trench. This is to keep them from tunneling under the wall when it's built. Pour cement into the trench using the cement as the base for the wall. Then put up a wall with razor wire and barbed wire on top. They could even put power to fry anyone who touches it. And just in case someone still manages to breach the wall, there should be staggered meals so many feet away. Have lookout towers spaced so far apart with armed guards. Problem solved. And Diane says, great post, Jane. Anyway, that's the name of that tune. And Pope has come in and everybody's worried he's going communist. And I hope he doesn't, because the Catholic Church can't take too many more hits. And when the faithful give up on you, you're in trouble. Going to do a little Pancho Sanchez. Mama Wella. Thank you. Okay. I stopped that one. Too long. Here's another article. You know that the Muslims want Germany to get rid of Oktoberfest. They say it's an insult. Yeah, and somebody said, you separated German from his beard, you're going to die. A top imam says Germany is not a compassionate country. A top imam has told Muslims to use the migrant crisis to breed with European citizens and conquer their countries. Sheikh Mohammed Ayed gave the speech at the Al-Aqsa Mosque in Jerusalem, claiming Europe was only welcoming refugees as a new source of labor. He said Europe was facing a demographic disaster and urged Muslims to have children with Westerners so they could trample them underfoot, Allah willing. Throughout Europe, all the hearts are enthused with hatred towards Muslims. They wish that we were dead, but they have lost their fertility, so they look for fertility in our midst. We will give them fertility. We will breed children with them because we shall conquer their countries. In a full video, he said Americans, Italians, Germans, and French will be forced to take refugees. Italy has the lowest birth rate since 1861, with 8.4 per 1,000 people, and much of Europe following the same trend. Would you like to hear some comments? This guy says, I did not realize that there are so many goats in Europe. Another guy says, I used to scream, wake up America. Now I'm screaming, Christians, Jews, Buddhists, Hindus, atheists, wake up before it's too late. Hey, this is like starting in crabgrass in the Garden of Eden. Another guy says, these Muslim satanic attack dogs need to be eliminated. Ex-military guy. Don says, now pray tell, who beside Obama and the leaders of Europe are surprised? Bob says, Sheikh Mohammed Ayed gave the speech at the Al-Aqsa Mosque in Jerusalem, claiming Europe was only welcoming refugees as a new source of labor. A new source of labor? Is this guy serious? These people don't work. They expect to live off the dole. David says, since the beginning of the Syrian conflict 2011, Obama says the United States has taken in 1,500 Syrian refugees. Does anybody know where there is an online breakdown of just how many of these 1,500 Syrian refugees were Christian? Actually, I can't find any breakdown of the number of refugees the U.S. has admitted since 2013. Please advise. Italian police arrested. This is from a guy named, oh, it's Dave again. Italian police arrested 15 Muslim immigrants or migrants whose survivors said tossed 12 Christians from a boat during a recent Mediterranean attempt. That is why all Christian refugees that will be entering the U.S. under alien refugee status must be first in line. Most afraid of these numbers since 2010. No wonder Beck is losing his mind. And maybe we should be losing our minds. Where's my panic button? I'm about to use it. Okay. I played one in a million already. I played only Trump. The party's over. I played it the last time. Here's a nice song. When people used to get married for life. It's only 3 seconds. Right. Oh, here's a song for all you gun buffs. This song was written during Pearl Harbor. And I think it was on a ship called the New Orleans. And one of their terrorists was taken out by a Japanese bomb, but the gun was still operational. But the the elevator to bring the heavy rounds up to the gun was destroyed. So they had to pass the ammunition from the magazine down in the hull of the ship up to the gun turret. And as they did, they sang this song.
And pray that the communists never take your guns away. Just praise the Lord and pass the ammunition, and we'll all stay free.
Okay, here's another headline. Obama names open homosexual to be Secretary of the U.S. Army. Now, let me tell you something. I don't care what your position in life is, but you don't rub salt in the eyes, nose, and wounds of Americans. You don't do it deliberately. You'd be a little more diplomatic. But did they have to announce this guy was an open homosexual? And what does that mean? That he happens to be its first openly homosexual Secretary of the Army. What does that mean? He does dirty things on stage? What are we talking about here? Oh, and we're all homophobes? Yeah. How about, you know, if I'm having a BLT sandwich in the cafeteria and somebody spits in it, I'm not going to eat it. I don't have to put up with this crap. So let's see what happened. Oh, he's not approved. So Obama is pushing the Senate. He's putting the torch to the Senate, and this Senate is taking the bait. You know, we can't do this, we can't do that. We have to be politically correct. Politically correct was created in 1914 by the Bolsheviks. It's a great tactic. And eventually, after they win, everybody gets to go to the gulag. And if you think that the Nazis were nasty, you got to meet the Russians. It's the 2 million German women they raped on the way to Berlin. Nailed them to barn doors. Yeah, you have no idea. You're living in la-la land, being protected by the generation that has gone already. You don't have the same generation protecting you that I had. So, Fanning is a trusted, his name is Eric Fanning, and he's a trusted ally of Defense Secretary Ashton B. Carter. And you've heard they've been covering up all of the losses. As ISIS got stronger, they hid the facts and the numbers, and they've been covering up all of this ISIS growth so as not to force Obama to send troops. So they're working for the enemy. And 50 people came forth and said that their reports and documents were doctored. And I'll tell you another little story. And they said they couldn't get anybody. They said there were no translators to read it from the Arabic. When we took over Iraq and went into Saddam's palace, they filled a 40-foot container full of documents on who was making money during the oil embargo. And they shipped the whole 40-foot container to Washington. And nobody ever talked about what was in the container. And somebody said that only 2% of the documents ever got read. And I said, that's because the FBI went across to the Shell station and Mukhtibar had left for the homeland. So he couldn't read the documents. And we're in trouble. We're in so much trouble. You have no idea. I feel sorry for the helicopter moms. Day and night, they protect their children. When they turn 16, which might be the new draft age, they're going to have broken hearts. They're going to be heartbroken. They're going to have swollen eyes. Thing will be teamed up with General Mike Milley, took over as Army's top general in August. Now, what happened to McChrystal? He commanded all the troops in Afghanistan, and they set him up using Rolling Stone magazine. And now we got a general named Milley. The Army, which swelled to about 570,000 active duty troops during the height of the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, has shed more than 80,000 soldiers from its ranks and plans to cut 40,000 more. And that doesn't count a good 200,000 that would never enlist to be slaughtered by their own country. Battered by the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, the Army has had to deal with a spike in suicides as the wars drew to an end. Recently, Trump, if you listen, build a VA hospital. It won't cost you a penny. All you got to do is put the call out. You need money to build the Trump Veterans Hospital. Build it in New York. Build it in New York and bring these guys in and give them instant. Everybody's blaming it on tight budgets. They always got an excuse. The Army's outgoing top officer, Ray Odierno, said the tight budgets and the ongoing strain of 14 years of war has badly degraded the Army's readiness to fight, and that only one-third of the brigades were prepared to deploy. This is Obama's dream come true. It's the communist goal, a military that can't fight. Fanning sexual orientation seems to be a non-issue among Republicans. That's a lie. They haven't got the guts to say what's really in their hearts and minds. They know that this is not good. The KGB has schools that teach their officers how to compromise homosexuals and adulterers. And they love it. The U.S. Army. You want to hear some comments? This is Kathleen. Everything Obama does is in spite of the American people. He's a bird flipper. Every day he flips the bird. He is a very sick person, which should be all the reason needed to remove him from office. He should be impeached. We may not survive the next 60 months. You want to be on the Titanic when the guy says we got plenty of ice? The failure to take action by our representative in D.C. is disgraceful. The Republicans are worse than the Democrats. Obama is a slimy sack of camel. His blood related to Boehner and McConnell. So we got a country held hostage by politicians. Sammy's dad says, vindictive and vengeful, plus psychotic in his thought process. Sick, demented, irrational. Imagine this. Intelligence, suck at intelligence. Are you going to tell me that Obama's records sit in Harvard and nobody can crack the safe? Are you kidding me? How are we ever going to get the goods on the Russians and the Chinese, who have all of Hillary's emails? They're irrational and full of disdain and deceit. I really thought no one could be more useless than Bill Clinton and his wife, who kicked all the cans down the road. And now we're picking up the cans, and they're in the form of shrapnel. But Obama has surpassed all expectations as being an SOB. Call him all the names you want. He's running the country. Unless you impeach him and anybody else that stands in your way, we may not be here in 16 months. Barf, our U.S. military going downhill. When will those in charge arrest Obama and Bush and all the other traitors in this country? That's by Mark. Terry says, soon to happen in Army boot camps is rope climbing exercises, which will be replaced with rope pulling, jumping jack exercises, which will be replaced by, I can't tell you, and packing heat will be replaced by packing fudge. Oh, God. Sing Kumbaya, everybody, while we throw flowers at our enemies. I swear, I'm not going to say what he says. Perhaps it's because he relates very closely with these things. Chris says, well, there you go. I really didn't need to say anything about thoughts of our military. Now let's see if any soldier says that they are against him. Already, crossed swords has taken on a different meaning in the barracks on our military bases. I wonder when Obama will appoint Sir Elton John as the Surgeon General. I want to go on what he's talking about. Rosie O'Donnell can take care of the women recruits. Siegfried and Roy can handle the elements. This one, they have a bad name for the president. I'm not reading that one. He must have spent... No, I'm not reading that one. Oh, man. It is bad news. Bad news, mommy. What are we going to do? They're taking down the military. Financially, they got to bust out the country so we have no money for our military. A guy named Dewey says, to reduce our forces to not be able to defend ourselves, to then show the worst of our moral decay is calling for another religion to stop this pitiful growth of cancer. Now against morally in this world, Obama is our worst enemy, helping ISIS know they are right. Barry says, I say create a special force of Semites. I ain't going there. I give you a tune. Give you a tune about people that used to be in this country.
Precious memories, unseen angels, sent from somewhere to my soul.
Unfold. Precious
As it is, RNC GOP rule changes and how they impact the 2016 presidential primary. A current key state polling, including Florida, confirmed the viability of the GOP roadmap splitter strategy as it is designed in 2014. Take a look at the rule changes. In 2014, the RNC GOP apparatus made modifications to the 2016 presidential primary, specifically because the chosen candidate, Jeb Bush, would need more structural support in 2015 and 2016 than Mitt Romney did in 2012. You know who John Kerry's largest contributor was to John Kerry's campaign? When he was running for president? Guess. Take a guess. Bain Capital. You can check it out. There's a service on the internet. It's free. And they'll tell you what politicians gets what from who. I forget the name of the website. One of the lesser known changes was campaign finance change, which the RNC and DNC essentially hid in the December 2014 Romneybus bill, continuing a resolution of government funding. The changes allow the party apparatus to collect seven times more money from the individual party donors. You know what my rule is? $1 maximum champagne contribution, whether you're the Sultan of Brunei or Joe the Plumber. Another one of my rules is one term per termite. There's nobody that's great enough to be there more than one term. And the other one is no lobbies. The only lobby should be in a hotel. And we got to bring back the draft because Americans have forgotten how to say the Pledge of Allegiance. On the campaign side, whereas Romney's roadmap garnered 25-30% electoral support, internal polling showed Jeb Bush steady with around 15-20%. So, as a consequence of Jeb's weakness, the RNC rules needed to compensate. So they got rule number change one. The RNC apparatus made calendar date modifications where primary elections held prior to March 15, 2016 would be proportionally assigned. This helps well-funded candidates, established candidates, in it for the longer term, and the hindrance to less-funded grassroots candidates who need wins and momentum to garner money and support. $1 maximum per champagne contribution puts an end to vote buying. In 2014, the RNC approved all these rules. So they're stacking the deck. Change number two. With rule one in mind, the RNC changed the required number of state overall delegate wins to be eligible for convention nomination. RNC rule number 40 changed the mandatory delegate total from 5 state wins to 8 state wins. That's not going to stop El Trumpo. So when you hear the comments, if the GOP does not get the nominee they want, they will settle for someone other than a Republican because nothing will change for them, meaning they will keep receiving their rightful entitlements from the lobbyist. The only lobby should be in a hotel. This is why they're against term limits. One term per termite. The POS in the Rainbow House isn't the only one corrupt. Also, don't forget, Congress is too good for the Affordable Care Act. That's by a guy named Martin. A guy named Jude says, I've been passing this info around since 8/28. People are already on it. Make sure your group gets involved to spoil their plan. If I was better at a computer, I would have put it on there also. Sorry. You did fine, pal. More dirty tricks from the establishment. Funny how they never ask us how we want it. They just dictate. I hope that before we get much further into the campaign, that the lower poll ranking will quit and start supporting the top two or three. This is not a game, folks. This is for real and for the future of the country. This is for your kids. You want to bury your children? Do you want to bury your grandkids? I really do not want to see another loss to the Dems, no matter who they choose. We need to get the career politicians out and go back to the way it was meant to be. Serve your term, one term per termite, then go back home and do your regular job. Government has gotten so big that the people mean nothing to them anymore except who they can lie to get enough votes. That's by a lady named Joan. Hit the nail on the head, Joan. If they pull a number on us to make us vote for one we do not want, we need to spread the word to write the name in that, to write in the name that we agree on and bypass the GOP establishment. Going to have people to watch vote counts, folks. I don't put nothing past them. There was a guy on TV who was a computer expert. He says he can make any election come out 51-49. And he has a program that he puts in that eats up everything he did. So there's no trace. This is very telling. It proves beyond a doubt the establishment does not have what is necessary for the future of this country and her citizens. Their sole interest is to stay in power, one term per termite. You can have simple rules and everybody will be happy. So, I'm out of time. I give you a tune. Let me see if we can. This is for the people of Tennessee. A little short tune and we're on the way out. Maybe we'll give you another tune before I leave. We're all going to be crying in our beer one day if we don't get our act together. This could be the country.
They asked me how I knew my true love was true. I must reply.
This is a vinyl record. It was made by the original cast of World War II. It has 47 scratches in the record. Don't let it bother you. Just think of each scratch as 8,000 Americans who died. Just as quick as that scratch was made. God keep you safe. You don't want to become like Europe, do you?